Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. And we're going to be talking about some pretty interesting stuff today. First of all, I got to find out if we're live. I did some switching around, or asked to do some switching around. And not sure if this is working or not, so we'll.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, site, by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And I'm your host for the next 2 hours. And yeah, we did a bit of changing around. I was doing a show on Revolution Radio Saturday night from 10 till midnight, and then never getting to bed before 3 in the morning and having to do the show on Sunday on UCY.TV. So so we're going to run Sunday show through Revolution Radio and over to UCY, so we still have our Sunday show on UCY through Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. So I appreciate everything everybody's done to get this set up. And I actually got some sleep last night, which was a little different. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. The other problem is I'm setting up to run in the provincial election here, so that's going to take some time and effort. So I have to concentrate on that as well. And why am I running in the provincial election? I don't know what I got to. I don't know how you got to explain this to people. I've been doing this for, let's see, it was, I ran in 20, yeah, it's 8 years ago since I really started trying to get people to run in the municipal elections. And it's like pulling teeth. And, you know, it's everybody wants to complain, but nobody wants to step up to the plate. So it's, let's see, it is, ran in 2007, the provincial election, so I'm running the 2018 election. That's basically 10, 11 years. People don't want to step up to the plate. And we wonder why we our nations are in the situation that they're in. Well, it's because we don't step up to the plate. That simple. We allow these criminals free rein. Now, unless you're prepared to walk in and arrest the whole works of them and replace them with you that way, the only other way that you can get control of what's going on is to step up the plate and become involved in it. Do I want to run in an election? No. Do I want to be a politician? No. Do I care about my nation? Yes. And therefore, you got to step up to the plate. Anyways, it'll be interesting. Now, when I went to get my coffee this morning, this is going to be good because this is just some ammunition, because this actually took place in my electoral district. And I'm not surprised by what I saw. I didn't read the whole article. And I haven't read it all yet, but I've seen enough of it. So this is in my electoral district, And it's going on all over the place. It doesn't matter where you live. I mean, pedophilia is over the top now. I mean, the Vatican Catholic Church, the Catholicism, the UN, and everything connected to these outfits are, you know, people say, well, you know, I'm not religious. Well, tough luck, right? I'm not religious either. I have no use for religion because it's like politics. It's used to divide and conquer the people and screw with their minds. Both the religion and government and schools are lying to you 24/7, as is the media. But this actually happened just down the road from me, which again is in my electoral district. But this is province-wide here in Ontario. Now, the guy who was, what was his name, Levin or whatever it was, who was in charge of the early sex education program, turned out to be a pedophile. Our premier of the province is a lesbian. He likes to wear a hijab. These are all very dangerous puppets. They just do what they're told. And because they're surrounded by the people that never leave. Okay, politicians come and go, but the bureaucracy stays in place. And that bureaucracy in 1929 was referred to as the new despotism that was rising, the faceless bureaucrats. And that's exactly what governs us. They have all the experts who surround the puppet politicians to tell them what they need to do, and they do it because they're really quite stupid people. Anyways, this is the story. Teachers who commit certain forms of sexual abuse allowed to keep their licenses. A gray area in the Protecting Students Act contributes to a system allowing abusive teachers to be transferred between Ontario schools. The provincial government cracked down on a similar loophole for doctors this year. Now, we have some pictures and stuff. I'll stick this in the chats. We have some nice little bureaucrats here. Pictures. And then we have this teacher's picture. And this is a story by Victoria Gibson, staff reporter. Now, I've spoken to the editorial board of the Toronto Star and other papers over the years, and they make no bones about it. They're not there to give you usable information. They're not their job. So they're quite open about that. But people keep going and buying these damn newspapers. And I'm sure at the Timmy Hortons, which I'll get into the protest I saw the other day, at our local Tim Hortons, but people will go to Tim Hortons or another coffee shop or just hang out with each other, and they'll have read this, and they'll be disgusted. But then last week they were disgusted by something else, and the week before that they were disgusted by something else, and so on and so forth, which just means that you remain in the audience. You're not active in any of this stuff. You're just reacting, just as an audience reacts when your favorite team scores a goal or a twist in a play you went to, and you all go, that kind of shit. You're just the mass population is nothing more than members of the audience, because you never go any deeper than that. You just react to what you see, hear, and read. You never investigate why this is going on or who's behind it. So you remain ignorant. And ignorance is not bliss. It is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. Anyway, so we have two names here by Victoria Gibson, staff reporter, and VJOSA, first name, second name, ISAI, another staff reporter. Now, that is not a European name. I have no idea how you would even pronounce that. Anyways, here's the story. The messages came in from her high school teacher sometimes until 2 a.m. "I want to see you naked," one read. "Please don't leave me. If I lose you, I'll die." This is from a teacher at a Blue Water School Board, which is the south of me in my electoral district. The teacher was Richard S. Buckley. He taught the girl in Ontario's Blue Water District School Board, which is my school board, south of Owen Sound, when her